The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Menachot.
Daf Yud Zayin. Today's daf is being studied.
We begin today's daf on Tet Zayin Amud Bet. We are on the last word. Amre. Harife de Pumpedita. The sharp rabbis of Pumpedita. Now she says, Ifa, Vabimi, Benedah Hamad de Pumpedita. Those are the names of the rabbis. They were the sharp ones of Pumpedita, the rabbis. They said like this, Haktara mefagelet Haktara. Oh, new story. I'm bringing the comets at the time of the Haktara. Mefagelet Haktara. That can make a pigul on the Libona, which means I brought the comets al da'at to bring the Livona chutz l'zmana. Oh, I got two matirim over here now. I have the matir of comets, because comets is matir the shirayim, and the Livona is matir the shirayim. Normally, whenever we talk about pigul, it means I'm bringing the comets al da'at to eat the shirayim tomorrow. Right? This is the matir. My kavanah is to eat the matir the nitar tomorrow. Now I'm not having that kavanah anymore. I'm bringing the comets on the Mizbayah al-Da'at to bring the Livona on the Mizbayah tomorrow. So, what you're really doing is, I'm doing one Matir with a Kavanah Pigul of the other Matir. What pam, yes? Comets with Livona. At the time I'm bringing the Livona, what am I thinking? I'm not saying anybody the comets. I'm saying, Areni mevit the comets al-Da'at, levit the Livona that comes with it tomorrow. So the Hulfei de Pumpedita, the great rabbis of Pumpedita came along and said, Pigul. Oh, what does that mean, Pigul? Va'afidu l'rabbanan de'amri en mefagelim hatzi matir. This is considered hatzi matir. Which means, because I only had kavanah of Pigul at the time of the comets. I didn't have kavanah at the time of the Levona. What time? The Rabbi Shita. Let's review Rabbi Shita. To make a Pigul, you got to have Pigul at both stages. You have to have kavanah Pigul at the Haktarata comets, the Haktarata Levona. If I only have Kavanah Pigul at the comets stage, so according to the rabbis, the cards not Pigul. So the rabbis will agree in this case. Why? That's only talking where your Pigul thoughts were on the Shirayim. So I had comets, I'm not lechot the Shirayim the Mahar. That's only Hatsi, because you didn't have that same Kavanah when you did the Levona. However, but the Levona remains where it is, which you didn't have any machsad pisul over there. However, but here at the time of the comets, which means you did an avodah in the comets with a kavanah for the other matir. You got what's going on there, which means if I bring the comets on the mizbeach, eat the shirayim tomorrow. Okay, that's only half the story. Because I didn't bring the Livona with that covenant. I mean, if I brought the comments, Adat Lechu Shirayim Lemachar, Vahakak, Livona, Adat Lechu Shirayim Lemachar, that's Kulo Matir, Rabbi's going to say Pigul, Doraita, Karet, all that stuff. If I just brought the comments, Lechol Shirayim Lemachar, that's half. Here is different. Here, I'm not talking about the Shirayim Bichlal. If it hit the comments, Adat Lassim et the Livona, Ala Mizbeach Machar. Oh, so there. Since everything is involved, I did an avodah by comets with a machshava for the filibona. I it's a matir and a matir, two matirim over here. So it comes out no shirayim. Kemad dechishim bekula matir damen. Explanation nimsa. She yeshav shne hadushim po. The whole thing the pumpedita told me two hadushim. Hadush number one. Me'achar shakomets v'libona hukbeu yachad bekli sharet. Ah, that's the key. Sevara. Once you put the comets and the Levona and the Kli Sharet, they're in the same. That's the Hadush. Mefagelim mehaktara lehaktara. You're able to make a pigul from one haktara to another. Even though there's two separate, there's two matirim over here. But the keli, once you put them in the same keli, it's different than, let's say, the kifse aseret. Kifse aseret is two matirim, but they're separate. Here, I have the comets in the thing, and I have the levona. Even though they're two matirim, normally we said, that you don't have a pigul on a matir. But right, the komet, the pigul is on the shirayim. I don't make a pigul on a matir. Here, my pigul is on a matir. Why? Because since it's all in the same keli, it's all considered one, and therefore we're going to say what? Me'ahad shtakodubuna ugbuya bichli sharet mefagadim maktara daktara. That's the first thing. For that, maktara daktara. I can have a kavana on haktarata komets to gebe haktarata. That's the first. Before I get to matir, I can have a kavana on this haktara, then gebe that haktara. Second, kishem me'ashiv haktara komets on haktarata dubuna ruim ki'ilu chishem bechol matir. That's the bichadush. I only had kavana on the komets, on the levona. But when you have kavana on the levona, it's like I had kavana on the whole matir. That's a big chadush. That since at the time of the komets, putting it on the mizbeah, which I'm doing in Abu Dhabi komets, I had kavana for levona, and it's all in the same keli, whatever it is. It's like I had a kavana for the whole, at the whole, for the whole item. So there's two chadushim being said over here. Let's review the chadushim, because these are big chadushim that we never said before. I don't know. Till now we said a kavana for pigul has to be on the shirayim, not on the matir. Now here I'm having a kavana on the matir. Kavana le'aktir et hakomets amenat to do the levona le'mahar. Ze kavana for matir. It's just chadush for the pibilita. But I can have a kavana for a matir. Secondly, the chadush is that even though I only had on the levona, since I did it b'shat hakomets, it's considered as if it's altogether, and I had a kavana pigul on the whole thing, and even the rabbis will agree. He said like this: "Bederek klal hadinu en matir mefagil etam matir." That's normally one matir does not make a pigul another matir. Dainu machshavat bezman avoda ahad b'matir ha'korban. I'm making a komets over here. The komets is one matir. To make a machshavah legabe levona, ze matir acher. En mefagil etam korban lefi shekol ehad mamatirim hashu b'fnei atzmo. You cannot mix and match. ואין אמש יחימ זה לאזד הפסוק מהשם. מתאם זה אומת המשנה לעיל שימשחת אחד מקבסי עשרת. עדת נכון מהקבס השני למחר. That's no pigul. Because these are two matirim, the two kevasim. So if I have a kavana, this shaita for that one, it doesn't work. However, ופיכך אין מחשבה מועילה מזה על זה. הרפי דפובדית המחדשים שמכל מקום אם הקטיר את הקומץ. על דעת להקטיר את הלבונה למחר, המנחה מפוגלת ואין כאן חסרון של מחשבה מתיר למתיר. Why? Because it's the same keli. That's the first thing. Since they're in the same keli, it's one. Imagine on one kevis. One kevis, all one kevis. So I can have the machshava that I'm going to eat from this kevis tomorrow. So when you have it all together, we don't consider it two matirim. You know, really it is two matirim. But the keli is mitzarif to make it one matir. Now, לכאורה זה נדר חדוש הוא אומר דינם של חרפי דפופדיטה שנוי לכאורה במחלוקת תנאים מפורשת ברש ברש פרקנו המשנה שם אמרה שמנחה שנקמצה על דעת להקיל לבונה למחר נקמצה to bring the מנחה למחר נחנקו רבי יוסף החכמים רבי יוסף פסול ואין בו כלל ואילו חכמים אומרים שקורבן פיגול בעירה בגמרא שטעמו של רבי יוסף הוא שאין מתיר מפגל את המתיר. Good. En matir mefagel matir. So the chaura, the matir is the komets. Cannot be mefagel another matir. They all know once they're in the same keli, like komets and nevona, it can work. Okay. So the chaura could be that this is not going like the biyoseh. This is going like the shita of the hakamim. That's just pointing out. Anyway, after he said the chidush, the rabbis of Popedita, the rabbis came over and tried to prove them from the Mishnah. Amar Rava Afanan Amitarina. Rabbis, your Hiddush that you said from 50 to Medita, it's a Mishnah. Zeh Aklal. This, we had this Mishnah already. What did it say? Kol HaKometz V'noten Bichri V'hamodich V'hamaktir. Any of these four Avodot. Le'echol Davar Shedarkol Le'echol. With a Kavanah to eat the Shirayim. Davar Shedarkol Le'echol. To eat the Shirayim. U'laktir Davar Shedarkol Le'echol. Meaning, komets or levona, yet kavana to put on the mat. What? Chutzlem komo pasul ve'en bokaret. That's pusul komo, to eat it outside of its boundaries. Chutzlem no pigul v'hayavim alav karet. Then it's considered pigul v'hayav alav karet. What did the Mishnah say? All the avodot of the minhah said. starting from the Kometz all the way down to the Haktara. And it says what? If you had Kabbalah at any of these stages over here, to eat Dabal Shedarkon Le'echol, meaning something that's normally in Chusmano, or Le'haktir Dabal Shedarkon Le'haktir, or to put something on the Mizbeah, my love, Haktara Dumya Dehanach, Ma Hanach, Ben Le'echol, Ben Le'haktir. We have four cases, right? The Gemara wants to say Haktara is the fourth case. Haktara is going to be similar to the first three cases. What's common denominator between the first three cases? My machshava at the time of the kemitza, or at the time of the putting it in the keli, or at the time of the holaka. So it says, ma hanach ben le'echol. Vaday, if my kavanah was to eat the shiraim tomorrow, it'll become pigul. Ben le'haktir. Let's say at the time of the kemitza, my kavanah was to bring the haktara of the levona tomorrow. At the time of the kemitza, my kavanah was either for my achila, that's shiraim, or it was for to bring the levona tomorrow. Afaktara ben lechol ben lehaktir. Let's review that case. Will that be true? If let's say I'm making the kometz, and what's my kavanah at the time of the kemitza? To bring the Livona on the Mizbeach tomorrow. Oh, so the rabbis are going to say what? That's pigul. Why is it considered pigul? Can they have to say again? Since it's in the same... No, it's not the whole matir. But Livona, there's no Livona. I did the Kometz. Al menat to bring the Livona le Mahar. What's Livona? There's no Livona in Kometz. You don't make Livona. So why is that making pigul? I'll tell you the reason why. The guy does the kibitza, so the Mishnah says, if he had kavanah for the levona to put it later on, in a chenabim pigul. So Gemara wants to say, just like at the time of the kibitza, if I had a kavanah for levona, it'll make it pigul, but in haktara. At the time of the haktara, I'm bringing the haktara to comment, and my kavanah was only for levona, it'll also be pigul. So we have a proof from the Mishnah, which means, say the Haktara is Dumiyat to the first three. Just like in the first three cases, when I made the Kimitzah, my Kavanah was Aldat, Lecholet, Lelassim, Televonah, Lemizbeach, Lemachar, Zepigun, so too, at the time of Haktara. All I had a Kavanah for the Levonah, it'll be a Yahaya. Kavanah says, no. Hanach, ben Lechol, ben Naktir, Haktara, Lechol, in Naktir, no. Who told you? I can split them up. I'll tell you again. The first three, my kavanah will be ben lechol et hashiraim, ben lehaktir et halevona. On the last one, the only time it's going to be considered pigul is when I had a kavanah lechol et hashiraim lemachar, but not lehaktir et halevona. The first ones is ben achila, ben haktara, the first three, and the last one is only for achila, but not for haktara, which means in echaname maybe you don't have an ayah from the Mishnah. When you brought the item on the mizbeach, the comets, what kavanah for levona, maybe it's not considered pigul. You don't have a ra'ya for harfed de pupedita. Hold on, let's go again. Rabbah tried to bring a ra'ya. Harfed de pupedita, haktara, l'shem, komet, haktara. Haktara ta komet. Aldat, lasim et alevona le mahar, pigud de oraita. Karet. Rabbah, I'll bring you a proof to this. You have four avodot. Komet, kli, olacha, haktara. Says in the Mishnah, pigul thoughts at any of these stages over here is pigul. So Gemara says, hey, we know from the previous Mishnah that in the first three stages, even a kavanah of levona lemahar will make pigul doraita. That's what the Mishnah said. So Gemara says, it's like, just like these three, a levonas kavanah makes it pigul doraita. So to at stage four, the haktara, I'm bringing the haktara, I'm not to do levona tomorrow, it'll make a pigul doraita. Gemara says, no. That's no proof. I'll tell you, the first three is talking about pigul deoraita even by levonathot, and by the haktara, only a kavanah legabe the shiraim will make a pigul, not a kavanah legabe levonah. So you have no raya. Yativ rab minashia bar gadda kaved abaye v'yativ ka amar mishmed refazda. Arguing on the hachme pumpedita, the harfid pumpedita. En haktara mefagel haktara. Reverse. You can't have a pigul from the Kometz to the Levona. It's not going to make pigul. Even according to the Bimi'id that says
You can have a pigul on half the matir. That's only when you had the kavanah of pigul on the left or on the shirayim. Meaning, I did it on the komets to eat the shirayim tomorrow. I didn't do it on the levona. That's considered hatsiya matir. However, aval the komets matir did it. That goes the komets is matir the shirayim. So even if I had hatsiya matir, because the komets matir the shirayim. However, avalaka the komets lab matir the levona. No matzmi vegelme. Is the komets matir the levona? No, the komets are two matirim. So according to the chazda, you cannot make a pigul from one matir to another matir. Even according to the bimeir, half a matir is only the gabe the komets to the shirayim. Opa, the komets matir the shirayim. Even though I didn't have a kavanah the levona, it's okay. Hatsiya matir. Mashen ken komets to levona. That's a matir to a matir. So we have a machlok between the chazda and harfei the pufedita. Amale abaye. He says, please answer me, Rav Chisda. Did Rav teach you this? Did you hear this in the name of Rav? Yes, I heard in the name of Rav. Itman name, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav, Beferush, En Haktara, Mefagelet, Haktara, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Mishmedabaya, Afanana Mitanina. We have a Mishnah to prove this. Shachat, Echad, Merakimasi, beautiful. This is by the Shavuot. Two kibasim, the two kibasim matir the two loaves of bread. So it says shachat echad mer kibasim nichon menu lemachar. Okay, I slaughtered one of the kibasim to eat it tomorrow. Who pigul v'chaveru kasher? That died because I made the pigul on the kibas number one. So it becomes pigul, but it didn't affect the second kibas. Okay, let's say nichon mechaveru lemachar. I slaughtered kibas A to eat the other kibas tomorrow. Now, this is a matir to a matir. Because both kibasim are the matirim. So when I have a kavanah on kibas A to eat kibas B tomorrow. Shenehem kesherim. My ta'ama lab mishum de kevan. De lab matir didehu. Lo matzim mefagilbe. Exactly. This kibas is not matir this kibas. These are two matirim that are matir di lehen. So you see a classic case. Kavanah on one matir to another matir, it's not going to be mifagel. So therefore, it's a proof. It's a proof to the case of the comets and the levona that the comets and the levona two matirim. So therefore, a bachshava at the time of the comets to get the levona is not going to be matir. Now you can come along and say, Rabbi, it's a big chiluk. I can come and say, yeah, maybe by kevasi that they're separate. That's why we don't say matir matir. Mashiach, when the comets and the flower are in the same candy, could be they considered all one matir. Kabbalah says, "La, hatamu de lo ikba b'chad mana, v'lachad ikba b'chad mana ki hadamu." No daya. Two kibasim is separate. Therefore, one cannot be matir another. Mashiach, when you have it in the same candy like this case, could be it will be matir. So you have no daya from Rav Chisda to Rav Chisda from the Mishnah. Ma rabbeinu. He says, "Ha milta abla'li." He says, "This subject over here, abla'li Rabbi Hanina." Abla'li means he. Rabbi Hanina explained it to me. He absorbed it into my brain. He explained it to me. Utkilali kekulle Talmuda, and it was so precious to me. It was like he taught me the whole Talmud. It's more precious than equal to the whole Talmud that I learned. This one hadush that he taught me is Shikulan Habibali Kekola Talmud. What's the case he told him? Hiktir kobetz lehaktir lebona leechol shiraim lemachar pigul. And what did he do? Hiktir kobetz lehaktir lebona to bring the lebona leechol shiraim lemachar. Oh, so he did two things. At the time of the komets, when he brought in the mizbeach, his kavanah was to eat the shirayim tomorrow, and also to do the levona the next day. This is a new case. We didn't have this case. This is a tziruf. This is everything. The Gemara is going to say, what was he saying? What's the big hiddush of this rabbi? The Gemara says, "My kamash ma'lan." If you hold that one haktara of the shira of the comets can make a haktara for the lebona, lema ektir comets laktir lebona, just like the rabbis of Pupedita said. Which if your hadush is that you can have a kavanah on one haktara for another haktara, leave the shirayim. Just tell me straight up, ektir et the comets amenat laktir et the lebona lemachar. Now, If it's Hadush was to teach me that you can make pigul on half the item, lema hektir komets lechol shiraim lemachar, then just tell me that you brought the komets to eat the shiraim tomorrow, even though you didn't have that kavanah with the lebona. It's half the matir. That's enough also, which means no matter what the Hadushi was trying to teach me, you didn't have to tell me this case. If your Hadushi was like the rabbis of Pompedita, so just tell me hektir et komet famenat lavi et lebona lemachar. And what? It's pigul. If your Hadush is Rabbi Meir, that this Hatziya Matir is Pigul, just tell me very simple. You brought the comments on the Mizbeah, and may not lechol shiraim lemachar. That's Hatziya Matir, because you never came enough for the Lebona. What did he gain by telling me the two scenarios? Itar vayu kamash ma'alat. Maybe it's Hadush, tell me both. That you can be mefagel from one haktara to another haktara, and it's Pigul by Hatziya Matir. Just say, lema hektir comments. Let him say simply that you brought the comets with kavanah. What did he say? He said, he made it like one case. If you induce two cases, say, his language was, as if it's all one. One case. So what was his Hadush in saying this? Amarav Adda. Barahava. Le'olam kasabar haktara mefagelet haktara ve'en mefageli ve'en. En, sorry. Le'olam kasabar en haktara mefagelet haktara ve'en mefagelim ba'atzim matir. Oh. Normally holds that what? Hatsi Matir is no good. And now that, you can't make a haktara to another haktara. So what was he saying then? Veshan yacha de pashtale machshava bechula minha. Over here, his machshava was mitpashet in the whole minha. Because the guy, he touched everything. He's at the comets. His kavanah was le'echol latil levona le'mahar ve'shirayla. Wow! So his machshava hit every single aspect of the minha. Once already we say his machshava affected the whole minha. So therefore, it's like he had kavanah b'chula matir, and it's not like he had a kavanah from one to the other. He says. Can. He did everything. What did he do, the guy? Let's review what he said, because he's saying a hadush. The guy brought the comets with kavanah what? To bring the levona lemahar?
And to eat
lemahar. So he said, what is this rabbi teaching me, the hadush? So you know what his hadush is? Say two hadushim. First of all, he holds there's no hatsi matir. He cannot be mefagel b'hatsi matir. Oh, yes, hatsi matir, but because he only had the kavanah at the time of the
comets.
And then what else does he hold? He holds that you cannot have a kavanah pigul from one haktara to another haktara. We did that. He had a kavanah from the comets to the levona. He says, oh, shani acha. Why? The pashtalim machshava bekula minha. Shinimsa mitpashetet machshavet the pigul bilkol alkea minha. Bim be comets, bim be levona, bim be shirayim. Once already he threw all these items in there, we say the pigul goes on everything. So it's like he had a pigul on the shirayim, and he had a pigul on the komets time, and at the lebonat time. So it's like he had bechol matir on the pigul on the lebonat, and he had the kavanah on the whole shirayim, and that was mitpashet. Look at that sheet, yeah? Which one? Mem Zayin. הפיגול נעשה עדי מחשבה לשיריים. אלא שיש חסרון, שזהו רק חצי מתיר, because you only had it for the comets. וכלפי זה מועיל מה שחשב על הלבונה, שכאילו חשב בכל המתיר. Which means, you got everything. The שיריים I have. I cannot go from מתיר to מתיר. That helps me the שיריים. The שיריים is not the מתיר. שיריים is the diamond I'm meaning. But I only had kavanah on the... Well, I did the kavanah on the comets. At the time of the comets, I did it.
Sorry, I already messed
on
up.
On shiraim, because it doesn't happen on the bonah.
So it was the whole.
Shiraim is good, but I did it at the time of the comets for the lebonah. That's one. So therefore, it's kol matir for the shirayim. Which is bottom line, that machshava. The way I break it up is, my kavanah was for the shirayim, which is a good kavanah to make pigul. But where's the kol matir? At the time of the comments, I had kavanah for the levonah. That's like I did both. Both of them. They called the shirayim lemachad. Oh, but I heard that hadush. That was a big hadush. He told me. Tani today come into the Yasek Bar Abba. So he says he was teaching the Braitot. It says like this: Hektir komets. Same story. Hektir komets leechol shirayim. Oh, that's simple. Hektir komets leechol shirayim. The devrei akol pigul. Oh, what do you mean? Devrei akol? How can it be devrei akol? So Gemara says, "Behav miflag pelige." The rabbis argue with chatsiya matir. Gemara says, "Ela ema lid devrei akol pasul," which is okay. Devrei akol's no good. So Gemara says, "Wait," because even the rabbis hold that chatsiya matir is pasul. Wait, velema areze pigul Rabbi Meiri, which is why you're changing. The bride, you have to change his bride there anyway, correct? So instead of saying the word you change pigul to pasul. Keep pigul there and just say hakomets lechol shirayim ledever b'meir. Don't change pigul. Change the rabbis. Devrei akol b'meir. Tana devrei akol at niyuha. Pigul bepasul mechlafle. Hare ze. I can make a mistake from the word pigul to pisul. So I can say, we add it as pigul. You can misquote it, it's pisul. But devrei akol, to change it to the hareze le devrei rabbi meir, that's already from devrei akol to make it hareze pigul rabbi meiri. That's hard to make a mistake from Devrei Akol to Rabbi Meir. I can make a mistake from Pigul to Pisul, but not a mistake from Devrei Akol to Rabbi Meir. Therefore, say that what is Devrei Akol Pasul? Adran alak hakometz et amincha. Okay, now go to the Mishnah. Read the Mishnah. Hakometz et amincha. Okay, you make a mitzvah on the mincha. This we learned already. Leechol davar she'en darko leechol. You made the kmitzah to eat something, either chutz zmano or chutz mkomo, davar she'en darko le'echol. For example, you had a machshevet pigul to eat the komets or to eat the levona. You don't eat that. That goes on the mizbeach. Ulaktir davar she'en darko laktir. Or let's say your kavanah was pigul to bring the shirayim on the mizbeach. Chutz zmano, chutz mkomo. You don't eat the mizbeach doesn't eat the shirayim. Kasher, Rabbi Eliezer posel. If your pigul was on a non-edible item or a non-haktara item, does that effectuate pigul? Continue. Le'echol davar shedarko le'echol ul'haktir. Okay, which is a good item. Davar shedarko le'echol meaning shirayim. Or davar shedarko le'haktir, which is the comets. Davar shedarko le'haktir pachot mekezayet. But what? He had, let's say, a pachot mekezayit of the shirayim. Or let's say a pachot mekezayit of the komets to put on the mizbeach. Chutz mano chosukum. The bottom line, he had a kavanah, a good kavanah, but less than a kezayit. So it says, kasher. Come back, kasher. I mean, pigul's got to be on a kezayit, at least, of stuff. Lechol kahatzi zayit ulaktir kahatzi zayit. He wants to combine. Achilat Adam and achilat mizbeach. Half of the shirayim kezayit I'll eat pestis time, and half the komets I'm going to put on mizbeach pestis time. You want some mizbeach kezayit and achilat adam and haktara. So it says kasher she'en achilat haktara mitzterfim. You don't mitzterf achilat adam and haktara to mizbeach. It's going to be either all on the shirayim kezayit, all on the haktara kezayit. B'chatzi zayit and achilat and chatzi zayit and haktara is not mitzterf. Gemara amar bi aseh amar bi hanan. My tamad Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, even if it's an item she'en darko bekach, it's pigul. Meaning, my kavanah for pigul is on eating the levona or eating the komets. I don't eat that. It's davar she'en darko le'echol. What's the reason of Rabbi Eliezer? Why he says it's pigul? Amar kerab, im he'achol ye'achel mebesar zebach shelamav. This is the pasuk of pigul. It says he'achol ye'achel b'shtei achilot katum medaber. Echad achilat adam. ואחד אכילת מזבח, לומר לך, כשם שמחשבים באכילת אדם, כת mehashivim ba'achilat mizbeach, which means that just like there's a pigul on the achilat adam pot, which means that would be the shiraim, so too there's going to be a pigul on the achila of the mizbeach. Good, like the normal cases. Continue. Uchshem shemehashivim ba'achilat adam la'achilat adam, which means the shiirim in half, for example. If let's say you had kavana to eat it chutzes mano, the ma'achilat mizbeya la'achilat mizbeya, and therefore let's say you had a kavana for achilat mizbeya komets tipes this time, kach mehashvim ma'achilat adam the mizbeya or ma'achilat mizbeya la'adam. So he learns ha'achol ya'achil comes to teach me every scenario. Number one, ra'u le'mizbeya, ra'u la'adam. And then, just like I can do ra'u la'adam la'adam and mizbeach la'mizbeach, I can do mizbeach la'adam and adam la'mizbeach. With any combination of pigul thoughts, even if I had a kavanah, what belongs on the mizbeach, the levona, I'm going to eat it, chutz zmano. Or the shiraim that belongs for me to eat, I say, I'm going to put it on the mizbeach, chutz zmano. All these cases are going to be I understand this is ha'achol ya'achil. Now, how did you include four cases in Ha'achol Ya'achil? Ha'achol Ya'achil, I can understand you're going to tell me, you're teaching me, Achilat Adam and Achilat Mizbeach. But how did you get from there, mixing and matching? You want to tell me, Ha'achol Ya'achil, good. Means if you ate, if you had coming out for the Achilat Mizbeach, Pigul. Achilat Adam, Pigul. But then the rabbi said, and if you mixed and matched, Achilat Adam, the Mizbeach, Achilat Mizbeach, Adam. Oh, where'd that come from? The Gemara says, my Tama, where did he get this? So it says, "Mid'afkinu rahmana b'lashon achila." Very good. The mizbeach doesn't eat. What's put on the mizbeach is really called haktara. Why did the lashon of the pasuk say, "Achila, achila, me'achol ya'achil"? Why did it call the mizbeach's portion achila? To come and tell me that even if your kavanah was to eat the mizbeach's portion, it's considered pigul. The fact that the Torah used lashon haktara, bilshon achila, comes and teaches me that if your kavanah to eat what goes on the mizbeach, they come to pigul. The word. Oh, what did the rabbis hold? The rabbanan savre, hai defkinu rachmanah bilshon achila. Why did the Torah use the word achila? De lo shena. Ki mehashib bilshon achila le mizbeach. Which means, it doesn't matter what his kavanah was. Let's say the Kohen's kavanah was, I am bringing this komets l'shem haktarat to bring this on the mizbeach tomorrow. Haktarat. Well, that's for sure pigul. Because you cannot make a kavanah for haktarat the mizbeach, the mahar. Well, let's say his kavanah was different. Hareni osit the komets azi amenat cha mizbeach yochal et ze l'mahar. It's also okay. It's also pigul. Meaning, even if this kavanah was bilshon achila, we call haktara and the mizbeach achila to make it a pigul. Gemara says, inamir, or another reason. Ma achila bekezayit, af haktara bekezayit. Just like when it comes to achila, which shiur haktutura, only is mechayev shiur achila, and any of the isurim shiur kezayit. So too, when you bring it on the mizbeach, you have to have kavanah to bring a kezayit of the komets lemahar, or kezayit of the basar lemahar. Just like, how would I know? What's the shiur of haktara? So I know from the lashon achila. Ma achila tamid zeh bishiur kezayit. So too, when I make a pigul on the mizbeach, it's got to be at least a shiur of a kezayit. Ul'olam achila dor hamashma. But it's got to be lashon haktara, which means it's got to be the normal eating, meaning the mizbeach eats komets and the person eats shirayim, not mixing and matching, which is achilas mashma lashon achilat deurha, which is the pigul has to be only what's ra'ui for the person to eat, or what the mizbeach is to be maktiv. So once I explain the word achila, well, achila is coming to teach me two chadashim according to the rabbis. Either number one, to come and tell me that even if you had a kavanah for achila hamizbeach, not haktarat hamizbeach, haktarat hamizbeach is called haktarat hamizbeach. And number two, it's got to be shul kezayim. But more than that, it's got to be achila ra'uya. Just like shiraim is ra'uy for the Adam, komets is ra'uy for the mizbeach. No, you can't mix and match. V'rabbi Eliezer, oh, Rabbi Eliezer, what do you do? He came. Lichtov rachmana im ha'achol he'achel. Inam me'im ye'achol ye'achel. Let it use the same word twice. My he'achol ye'achel. Why to change the word? Shema minatarti. It's coming to tell you two hadushim. The rabbi's hadush and my hadush. Ot pa'am. He'achol ye'achel. Two different words. What's the hadushim of he'achol ye'achel? Number one, to teach me that what? The fact that it's called an akhila, even if you have the kavanah for the mizbeach for the word akhila, it's pigul. And it teaches me the shiur of kezayin. But the fact that I use different words, it comes and teaches me that even if I mix the match, even if I had kavanah for akhilat the mizbeach, akhilat the adam, and akhilat adam, and akhilat the mizbeach, the gam ken nikra pigul. For the fact that I use different words. Amar le rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Veta'amad rabbi li'ezer mishumachiyu. Karet namele hayev. Okay? Well, if you have a pasuk, should the chadash be hayev karet as well? Meaning, if I had a kavanah pigud, le'echol et ha lebona lemahar, if you tell me I have a pasuk, le'echol ye'achel, and it's hayev, it's be hayev karet. Okay, maybe you are. V'chikte mahaka nameh. Ve'at hu da'amart b'shmet Rabbi Yohanan mu'adere b'le'ezet en anosh karet. Why is there no karet? According to b'le'ezet. If you tell me that that's a legitimate pigud, that I my kavanah was for something that belongs on the mizbeah, I had kavanah to eat. And you tell me, I'm a derashai, ma'achol yachel, chavrash b'chayav karet. Why aren't you? Amale, tana'i alimad Rabbi Eliezer. Ika alimanda ma pesula deoraita. Ika alimanda amar. Pesula midrabbanan. It's a machloket. If you hold that this derashah is a real derashah, pesula deoraita, b'chayav karet. But there's another shita that says, really, that it's only Sud Rabbanan. Why? Because if I let you do this case, you might come to make pigul in a real case. Which means, if I allow Achilat Mizbeach le'Adam, the guy might come make pigul Achilat Mizbeach le'Mizbeach. And therefore that's Sud Raita. So that if you hold it Sud Rabbanan, there's no karet. There's no Sud Raita. There will be a karet. What would be the reason why we're making Sud Rabbanan over here? The Gezerah. Again, if you tell the Kohen, listen, my kavanah was to eat the libona. Mutar. Oh yeah, I had a kavanah to eat the libona tomorrow. Mutar. So now you say, you know what? My kavanah is to bring the libona on the mizbeah tomorrow. That's going to be Sud Raita. So therefore, Sud Rabbanan, Sud Rabbanan, we don't cut it. The Tanya, how do we know this? How do we know this machloket the name of the subject? Let's write that. Shuchayet et azeva. Oh boy. Lishtot middamo lemahar. With kavanah to drink its blood tomorrow. That's what he did. Laktid mebesaro lemahar. Okay, laktid mebesaro lemahar to bring the basar tomorrow. Lechol meimurav lemahar. To eat what belongs on the mizbeach tomorrow. Which, that's haktarat the emurim is the mizbeach's property. Kasher. Because all this over here is achilas shlo kedarka. Blood doesn't belong to be eaten by the man. It belongs to the mizbeach. Laktir besaro, that belongs to the man, not to the mizbeach. Emurim belongs to the mizbeach, not to the man. So each one of these three items is not achila kedarka. Kasher. The Rabbi Eliezer posel. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer says pasul. Laniyah b'damo lemahat. Now let's say his kavanah was not to eat the blood, but laniyah, just to leave it, not to do anything with it. Laniyah. Rabbi Yehuda posel. Rabbi Eliezer says pasul. Amar bil azar af bezu. Rabbi Eliezer posel machamim machshirim. That even in that case, the rabbis are going to say it's kashir, but he doesn't say pasu. Rabbi Yehuda alibad demam. Okay, now we got to get Rabbi Yehuda shita clear. Rabbi Yehuda says what? That in a case where your kavanah was to leave the blood tomorrow, it's pasu. Okay, who's he holding like? Idima alibad rabbanan. Maybe he's going to like the rabbanan. What do the rabbis hold? That any time you have a kavanah for an achila shelo kedarka, it's kasher. So he says, "Hashta uma hatam dekam mehashev b'lshon achila machshir rabbanan hacha lo kol sheken." Exactly. It can't be the rabbis, because the rabbis say even if you had a kavanah to eat the blood, still he tells you the korban is kasher. Akhila is normally the kavanah pigul, akhila. Even when we had a kavanah to eat the blood, lemahar, we say it's kasher. So certainly if you just had a kavanah to leave the blood till tomorrow, it's going to be kasher. Why is that so simple? Machshava le'echol midam korban lemahar, kolel memela gam machshava laniyah oto ad lemahar. Right. When I say, I'm going to eat the blood tomorrow, isn't that included? I'm going to leave it till tomorrow also? If I'm going to eat it tomorrow, because I'm leaving it tomorrow. So you tell me when you had a double kavanah to eat it and to leave it, and the Hakam say it's kasher. So certainly just to leave it, for sure it's going to be kasher. So the way you cannot say that Yehuda is going like the Hakamim, because the Hakamim will say it's kasher in that case, not pasul. Ah, I got a question. Get El Alibad, Rabbi Eliezer. Must be called like Rabbi Eliezer. Now, what does Rabbi Eliezer say? Rabbi Eliezer is going to say that just like if you had kavanah to eat the blood, it's going to be pasul. So kavanah also to leave it till tomorrow is also going to be pasul. Right? Amar Rabbi Elazar. Apizu Rabbi Eliezer posel vachamim makshirim. Which means, in this case over here, you cannot tell me that. Because it says clearly in the Braita that Rabbi Eliezer says pasul in that case. You tell me, Rabbi Eliezer posel. And then Rabbi Eliezer said, and Rabbi Eliezer is posel. Rabbi Eliezer is posel in this case. Rabbi Elazar, how do Rabbi Yehuda? Which means, if you tell me Rabbi Yehuda is following Rabbi Eliezer, what was Rabbi Elazar coming to include in the Braita? Rabbi Elazar in the Braita says, oh, you should know, it says Rabbi Yehuda posel. And Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer is posel also, like Rabbi Yehuda. So if you tell me Rabbi Yehuda is going to Rabbi Eliezer, what is Rabbi Elazar coming to tell me then? That Rabbi Eliezer is going to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Eliezer. It's not coming to end anything. El alav karet ikabinau. Here's the key. The machloket between the Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehuda is going to be, is there karet? The Rabbi Yehuda sava lehaniyah pesula be'alma be'anach karet nameh mechayev. Which means, he's going to make a chiluk. Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, when you do it lehaniyah, pasul. When you do it le'echol, karet even. Le'echol davne machar, karet. Ve'ata Rabbi Elazar le'memar idi ve'idi pasul ve'embo karet. And Rabbi Yehuda comes up and says, no. Rabbi Eliezer holds both cases are going to be pasul. So what do you see over here? We have a machloket in Rabbi Eliezer. I'm talking outside now, we're done. We have a machloket in Rabbi Eliezer. If you would kabanat to eat the blood tomorrow, are you going to be hayav karet or not? Let's review it outside. I have the braita. We have a braita. Rabbi Eliezer Yotem Mahmud. Rabbi Eliezer
Yotem
Mahmud. Where karet? Le'chol mahar. Le'chol dam mahar.
להניח, מה?
להניח זה פחות.
זאת אומרת, מחשבים
מאכילה לא אומר כבר, הוא הביא את הקורבן, אמר לאכול את הדם למחר. אף על פי
שלא אוכלים.
אף על פי שלא אוכלים,
זאת אומרת, יותר חמור, אף על פי שלא אוכלים, זה יותר חמור.
הוא שווה כמו לבין
להניח. אני הייתי
עושה. למה? זה אכילה. So let's review the brightness. Get the proof before we get into the trick. All the Braita said was that if a person makes a kavanah for achila lemachar al davar shelo ochlim, namely the blood, so therefore we have a hachamim say it's kasher because you don't eat these items. The Rabbi Eliezer says pasul. Okay, then we talk about the case of laniyah. The Rabbi Yehuda says laniyah, meaning just to leave it till tomorrow, pasul. So hey, Rabbi Yehuda, who are you going like? If you're going like Rabbi If you're going like Hakamim, it can be. Hakamim say, if your kavanah was to eat it tomorrow, which is included in leaving it till tomorrow, it's kashir. So kavahomer, just to leave it till tomorrow, is going to be kashir. Good. So Rabbi Yehuda must be going like Rabbi Eliezer. Can't be. Because Rabbi in that same braita, that says, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, that even in the case lehaniyah, Rabbi Eliezer is posel. So therefore Rabbi Eliezer is saying the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says pasul like Rabbi Eliezer. Then Rabbi Eliezer comes and says Rabbi Eliezer agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. It's the same shita. You want to know the differences between the two rabbis? Is there karet or not? Rabbi Yehuda is going to say lehaniyah is pasul, but le'echol midam is karet. And to that Rabbi Elazar comes to know, according to Rabbi Eliezer, both cases are pasu. Ben laniya and ben le'echol is pasu ve'en bokeret. So comes out we have a machloket amongst the Tanaim. Is there karet b'machshavat achilat dam le'machar in Rabbi Eliezer? Comes the Gemara and says, No, you have no ra'ya. Lechule'alma karet leka. There's no karet. Achila lemahar and dam, there's no karet. Ve'acha, shalosh ma'lokot ve'dava. There's three opinions over here. Tanakama, that brought the machlok of the Rabbi Zachamim, if you do it for blood.
סבר בהנח פליגי. להניח דברי הכל כשר.
Correct. תנקה מה הולס. The מחלוקת only לאכול. בנאדם להניח. לאכול פסול. But להניח כשר. That's the first sheet. תנקה מה. Because if you look at the Braita again. The Braita started off. לאכול את הדם למחר. מחלוקת החכמים ורבי אליעזר. That's תנקה. תנקה מה learns the מחלוקת ורבי אליעזר החכמים. Only לגבי אכילת דם. But להניח, everybody's going to say is כשר. What's the second shita? That Rabbi Yehuda sabar behanach paligin. That what? That Rabbi Eliezer is arguing le'aniyah, divrei hakol pasul. That what? That he's going to say that in le'aniyah it's a machloket. No, I'm sorry. Le'aniyah divrei hakol pasul. Tanakh kama says le'aniyah divrei hakol kasher. And Rabbi Yehuda is coming to say no. Le'aniyah divrei hakol pasul. My ta'ama, what's the reason? Gezera, miksad damo, atu, kol damo. Oh, what's this gezerah? Gezerah that the chamim made miksat damo. What is miksat damo case? What is a miksat damo? Laniyah mid damo. The brightest that show was mid damo from its blood. So what's the reason what chamim are going to say it? So he says makes a gezerah miksat damo atu kol damo. That what they're going to leave the whole blood till tomorrow. They call them all Pesulah Deoraita. And if you left the whole blood till tomorrow, everybody will agree it's Deoraita. Why did Tanya? Amar lem Rabbi Yehuda, hi atem odim li shimi nichod lemachar, tu pasul? Which is, let's say you actually left it till tomorrow. But we don't know, if you left the blood till tomorrow, for sure it's pasul. That's already pasul. Hishev la nichod lemachar, not be pasul. According to Rabbi Yehuda, anything that you would do in actuality, if you had the machshavah to that item, then be posel doraita. If I left the blood till tomorrow, it's already near lina. I left it till tomorrow morning, it's pasul doraita. So to think to do it till tomorrow will also be doraita. So to be, let's review the machloket until we get to the third shita. First shita holds, there's no machloket by le'aniyah. Machshavah le'aniyah is not posel. We never saw such a machshavah in the Torah. We see machshavah chutzim komo, chutzim zmano. Now you want to create a new kavanah? Kavanah le'aniyah. That's kasher according to everybody. Comes to me with answer, no. I'm going to tell you that what? Miksat damo laniyah is going to be pasul gizera shimmi yaniyah etakol. What's the problem with kol? Because if you left the kol adam the mahar is pasul, so therefore kavanale aniyah kol adam the mahar is pasul as well, therefore we make a gizera. That's the second tier. Now what's the third shita? Ve'ata Rabbi Elazar lememar af pezur Rabbi Eliezer posel v'chamim machshirim. And either, you know what? The rabbis don't make a gezerah in this case. It's a machloket as well. So let's review the three shitot. Tana Kama holds? Everyone says kasher. There's no isur on machshevet laniyah adam. There's no isur on it. Now is that talking about kol adam or middamo? As you have to say, it's the same machloket. Which is, could be everybody will hold kol adam as a problem. We're discussing middamo. Tanakama says middamo. Everybody says kashir. Comes to be Yehuda, says no. Everybody's going to say that case is pasul making gezerah. And Achamim will come along and say, Rabbi Elazar will say, it's a machloket. So it's either everybody kashir, everybody pasul, but don't get involved in the way you want to learn the Braita above, that the machloket between the Bi Elazar and the Tana before the Bi Yehuda was a karet issue. Now, again, we thought we were forced to learn the Braita. It was a karet situation. To come and tell me there'll be a machloket in the Bi Elazar, in the Bi Eliezer, is there karet on achilat dam machshava or not? No. I can tell you, really, could be there's no karet in such a case. Oh, what's the machloket in the Braita? The machloket is on a different thing. Do I make a gezerah on machshevet machar? Tanakama is going to say machshevet machar. Tanakama is going to say what? Everybody says kasher. The Bihuda is going to say everybody says pasud, and the Bihuda is going to say that is indeed a machloket where lehaniyah adam, miksat adam, the machar.